With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, June 16th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. After an 11-day ceasefire with Hamas, Israel's military launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip early Wednesday. The attacks are the first under the new Israeli government of Naftali Bennett after former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's ouster Sunday. The Israeli military reportedly said the airstrikes were retaliating against explosive balloons launched by Hamas into Israel that caused fires and that the military was, quote, ready for all scenarios, including renewed fighting in the face of continued terrorist attacks emanating from Gaza. Hamas said the attacks hit a Palestinian training camp, and the Israeli government said it targeted Hamas's armed compounds. On Tuesday, several GOP House members voted against awarding congressional gold medals to law enforcement officers who responded to the Capitol insurrection. The riot threatened the lives of those same dissenting lawmakers and their colleagues. Though the measure passed by a huge margin, with 406 votes, 21 Republicans voted against it. In all, four gold medals will be printed, one for the Capitol Police, one for the Washington, D.C. Police, one for the Smithsonian Institute, and one to be displayed in the Capitol. Two death row inmates in South Carolina have filed an emergency appeal to stop their upcoming electric chair executions. The inmates are slated to be the first to be put to death in the state after a 10-year pause on executions, and the first to die in accordance with the new capital punishment law that effectively gives them the option of only the electric chair or a firing squad. Court documents filed with the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals on Tuesday by the inmates' lawyers argue that they will, quote, suffer irreparable harm absent an injunction. The latest appeal comes after a federal judge on Friday denied their motion to halt the execution, ruling that they failed to prove that death by electrocution is cruel and unusual. Tevin Biles Thomas, the brother of Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles, was acquitted on Tuesday of 15 criminal charges, including murder, that stemmed from a triple homicide in 2018. A Cuyahoga County Court of Common Pleas judge had ruled that prosecutors did not have enough evidence to convict Biles Thomas, and the same judge had already declared a mistrial last month after jurors received briefs meant only for the case's prosecutors and defense attorneys. As investigators with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office wrap up their criminal tax investigation, the Trump Organization's chief financial officer could reportedly be hit with charges as soon as this summer. Sources cited by the New York Times say prosecutors have been looking into the personal tax returns of Alan Weisselberg, who is under scrutiny over the pricey benefits former President Donald Trump awarded him and whether or not Weisselberg paid taxes on them. Supposedly, if Weisselberg does end up facing charges, he would be the first to be indicted amid the ongoing investigation into the Trump family company. This could help alleviate a lot of stress, especially stress that was brought on over the last year. RIP Medical Debt, a charity focused on wiping away financial hardship resulting from medical care, announced Tuesday that it had reached a deal with a hospital system in Tennessee and West Virginia to purchase and cancel the bills of 82,000 low-income patients. In total, it would amount to $278 million. Terms of the deal were not disclosed, but buyers on the secondary market are often able to buy patients' medical debts for a far lower price than the bills demand of the patients. Things got pretty intense at a Little League game. A fistfight between more than a dozen parents and coaches popped off this week during a Little League championship game in Stanton, Kentucky. Reportedly, the brawl was sparked by a dispute over a call. Video footage shows some parents in the stands desperately trying to stop the chaos as the field is overrun with cursing, enraged parents yelling things between punches. A transcript of the 911 call described people, quote, getting pretty wild at the t-ball field and having a fist fight in the middle of the diamond. Children on the teams ranging from 5 to 7 years old were said to be left in tears after the violent debacle derailed a planned trophy and medal ceremony. Local police said they were looking into the incident. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.